About to do it like this, about to do it like this.
Easter's here, everyone.
Saturday, March 25th, Lighthouse Christian Church will be hosting our second annual Easter extravaganza. Join us at Lighthouse for a day of fun for the whole family. There will be games for all ages, inflatables for the kids, and great food for the entire family. There's going to be tons of fun and prizes for everyone. Oh, wait. Did we say lots of candy? There's going to be so much candy.
The event's located at our church at 1250 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island, Florida. So mark your calendars now for March the 25th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Lighthouse Easter Extravaganza is almost here. We hope to see you there.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin, from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. This is Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida, and we are excited to be here to do a topical Bible study with you on the air, and we always do that with a guest, and my guest today is my lovely wife, Lisa Radlin. Hello.
Hello. Happy to be here today.
Yep. Just love getting in the Word, and she actually digs this stuff out, and just I love watching her get in the Word and just really just seek the presence of God in all of this for you guys. And, you know, we love to just talk about Jesus, don't we?
Oh, of course we do. And I love the promises of God. That's the topic today.
Oh, yeah? You're going to bring in the promises of God, everybody.
This goes along with favor as well, because there's a lot of favor in the promises of God that we can speak over our lives.
That's really cool. So we're going to go ahead and jump in and talk about the promises of God today. And, you know, the Word of God is full of all kinds of promises, okay? And, you know, one of the biggest thing is you can have a promise, but if you're not standing on that promise, if you're not declaring that promise over your life, and this is for everyone out there, you know, the Bible is so full of truth and what God's given us and the things that we have and are available to us through our relationship with Christ. But if we're not standing on those promises, if we're not, you know, putting ourselves under God and in Christ to receive those promises, the enemy will steal them away.
Yeah, it's like our words are seeds. And if we're not planting the seeds, we're not going to see the growth. And then you wonder, like, wait, why am I not seeing any results in my life? What's wrong? It's like, you're not planting the seeds. Where's your seeds of faith? Get out there and speak the word over your life, and you'll see it bear fruit.
Yeah, it's really good. You know, there's a lot of belief in the Bible about the favor of the Lord. And, you know, there's a scripture in Isaiah. It's Isaiah 61, 1 and 2. And I think it talks about the favor of God really in a powerful way. So why don't you read that for us?
The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim the good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom to the captives, and to release from darkness the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn.
You know, I love this scripture because it's like the Spirit of God is on us in our lives. You know, when we give our life to Jesus, you know, God's Spirit comes into our life. God comes into our life. And because of that, His anointing, you know, and really, I teach this a lot, you know, His anointing is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit and the anointing are pretty much the same thing. And it says, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor and sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. You know, that's what we're here to do today, is to share with you the good news and not say that you're poor, but, you know, just I'm just saying that our goal is to get the news out, the good news that Jesus has set us free.
We are to be the hands and feet of Jesus, and we're supposed to go out to a lost and dying world and share the love of God. He uses us. That's how he reaches people, is through us.
Yeah.
And when we receive Jesus, God says he never will leave us or forsake us. So he's always with us, and he's there to reach people through his love through us.
Yeah, so what we want to do today is proclaim to you, okay, each and every one of you, that the Lord's favor is on your life. That is one of the promises of God, that his favor is going to be on you. So one of the key ways to bring about the favor of the Lord, I believe, are through our words.
Definitely.
Okay?
Yes. Words are powerful, and they have the ability to produce death or life. So we need to declare things over our life that God declares over us.
That's really good. You know, if you can get a hold of the promises of God in your life, if you can, you know, dig out, mine out, get in the Word, spend time with the Lord, letting him wash over you with his Word and show you what he's made possible for you, you know, then you begin to speak them. And these words actually can wake up dreams in your life. They can unleash your potential, and it'll bring the favor of God in your life, guys. Everybody that's listening, you have the favor of God in your life. And some of you are listening and you're like, well, it doesn't feel like I have the favor of God in my life some days, Pastor Kevin. I'm in a battle. I feel like I'm constantly fighting and working against, you know, the world and the world system and darkness. Well, here's the bottom line is, begin to call those things that be not as though they are. Use your words, use your power of your words to proclaim that this is the Lord's year of your favor. And I'm telling you right now, the favor of the Lord will begin to manifest in your life. It'll begin to show up.
I mean, Jesus spoke blessings, and the blessing is a divine favor that can thrust you forward. New doors will open. Opportunities will find you. People will go out of their way to bless you.
Yeah, that's really good, you know. But here's the thing. It's one thing to think it, but when you start to begin to declare it, I'm telling you, angels go to work. In the unseen realm, words have power. I don't know that we realize just how powerful our words are. A lot of times the favor of the Lord is actually been stolen from our lives. It's being stolen, I mean, by us not proclaiming the promises of God, by us not speaking over our lives. So
we're cursing ourselves with our words.
Absolutely.
Speaking death over the situation instead of speaking life.
Yeah.
We can speak favor over our finances, and we can say, thank you, Lord, that your favor is bringing me new clients. Thank you, Lord, that favor is causing me to stand out. Thank you that what I touch will prosper and succeed.
Yeah, man. You can speak favor over your children, too. You know, I thank you, Lord, that my children have favor with their teachers and with other students, and, you know, that favor will come on their lives, you know, and they need to speak it. You need to teach your kids to speak the favor of God over their lives, to speak the promises of God, you know. God said we would be wise. God said that we would have strength and wisdom, and if we begin to speak those things, which I gotta be honest, you know, I am not always the best at speaking what I really want to see God doing in my life. I have this ability to just believe God for it and just this inner faith, but I think that I maybe draw things out even longer because I'm not always jumping in and speaking the desired result, because the Bible teaches us that life and death are in the power of the tongue, and we've got to begin to move beyond that inner knowing and just trusting that God is doing things, and we have to take our authority and begin to speak things into existence the same way that God spoke the earth into existence. We can speak things into our lives, you know, and I like, oh, it's a name it, claim it, and grab it and blab it gospel, but no, it's not that. It's way more than that. You know what I mean? It's not like, oh, I'm calling forth that Lamborghini and I'm going to have it. And that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about speaking the promises of God into your life, not speaking objects into your life, but saying God's favor is on me. And he is wanting me to prosper. He's moving me to prosper in my life.
I mean, it's easy to look at circumstances and then speak those circumstances, but that's not what's going to change the circumstances. What's going to change the circumstances is proclaiming the word of God over that situation. We can look at something and go, oh, wow, things aren't going well. They said I have a terminal sickness. I don't believe there's anything such as terminal. You can believe it and have faith in it, have faith in that sickness and say, wow, I'm going to go. This is it. I'm done. Or you can say, you know what? The cross was enough. I'm not standing for terminal. I'm standing for eternal. I'm not going to settle for this. I'm settling for by Jesus' stripes I was healed. He took this sickness, and I'm not going to settle for anything less.
That's so good. You know, in Isaiah 26:3, I think we have a promise that we can stand on. You know, when we get into battles, when we get into situations, it says this: "You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you." And you know, we have to have a certain level of trust that we have for the Lord's, you know, word in our life. We got to believe it beyond what the natural circumstances are producing in our life sometimes, because you know what, my life will sometimes produce, you know, things contrary to the word of God. But if I continue to speak the word over my life, I can change those circumstances and I can move past those circumstances. Really, I can work my way through those circumstances by declaring the promises of God over my life and refusing not to have anything less than what God has promised me.
This reminds me of a testimony back almost 29 years ago, because my oldest son is about to be 29, where I found myself pregnant. My husband and I were expecting a baby. We had been married for 3 years. And it was just at the time where you're telling everyone and everyone's
right.
Congratulating and everything. I think it was probably like 8 or 9 weeks along. And everyone's like, oh my gosh, baby Radlin, how exciting. And, you know, we're starting to think it's going to be a boy or a girl. It's going to be so amazing. And then I actually started having cramping and I started having bleeding. And I was like, oh no, what's happening? So I talked to some other of my friends and they're just like, okay, you need to go lay in a bed and put your feet up on a bunch of pillows and just pray and trust God that the baby's going to be fine. So I did that. I went home, I laid down, I put my feet on pillows, and I started listening to worship, and I was listening to this song, God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. I'm like, yes, I'm trusting you, Lord. You're going to make a way. This baby's going to stay in. Well, to my disappointment, I still wound up having the miscarriage. And I was really mad at God. I was like, what? I believed you, Lord. What happened? I was trusting. I want this baby. Well, I don't understand. Why is this happening to me? Well, I had to get over that, because I know that this isn't from the Lord. God doesn't come
right.
to steal, kill, and destroy. He comes to give life and life more abundantly.
Right. So, you have a promise.
So I have that promise. So I went to church probably like 2 months later. I'd been going to church regularly, but 2 months later, that song was playing in church, God Will Make a Way
right.
Where There Seems to Be No Way. And while I was standing there listening to that song, I was just like thinking, wow, the last time I heard this song, I was laying in bed, you know? And the doctors had already told me that I was going to continue having miscarriages, because they said I had some high prolactin level and it was going to keep making me have miscarriages. They had given me medication. I tried taking it and it was causing my ears to ring. It was causing dizziness. It was causing tingling all over me. And they said, okay, don't take that medication. There's nothing else that's going to help you. So the only thing that can help me is the Lord, and that's where I put my trust. So during that song, I'm just listening to it, going, yep, God will make a way. I'm still going to trust you, Lord. After the service, the lady came up to me that was watching me. She said, Lisa, I want to tell you, during that song, God Will Make a Way Where There Seems to Be No Way, I looked over at you and Kevin. I saw you guys worshiping the Lord, and I saw the hand of God on your stomach, and I heard the words, I will bless her womb. Well, that meant so much to me, because I was like, wow, Lord, you heard my cry. It was during that song that I was crying out to you, and you heard my cry. It was like a month later.
So good.
I found out I was pregnant, and we've had 4 children after that. And then
yeah.
we turned off the plumbing. But God is faithful, and He keeps His promises. And thank you, Lord, that I didn't waver. I just kept trusting in Him.
Yeah, I'm reminded of Romans 8:28, where it says, "We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to His purpose." You know, so many times, you know, we're battling something, and we don't know. We won't always have the answers. Why? Why did that happen? I can't tell you why that happened, but I do know that God is good.
Amen.
And that He is working things together for our good. In the midst of a broken world where, you know, sin is running rampant, free will is having its way, God is still orchestrating and bringing miracles about and working favor into the lives of those of us who are trusting Him and believing Him. So I just want to encourage you to trust the Lord with all of your heart out there, each and every one of you, because, you know,
what you think is too good to be true, believe it, because it will be a reality.
Yeah.
God will make a way where there seems to be no way.
Yeah,
He can be the restorer of family relationships, witty inventions, business opportunities, good health, and miracles will come your way.
That's right. You know, I really truly believe that God is, you know, going to turn your mourning into dancing. I don't need, you know, any other way to say it, but He's going to turn your sorrow into joy. You know, darkness will come, but Jesus said, "I am the light of the world." And when we face these trials, when we face tribulations, Jesus told us we would. He said, "In this world, you're going to have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world." And you know what? Sometimes we, you know, we pray and we believe God for healing or a miracle and it doesn't happen. Or, I mean, I've prayed for people and they died. They were Christians and they loved God. But you know what? I think we forget sometimes that when a Christian dies, they are healed.
That's so true.
You know, so
they're no longer suffering.
You know, we try to bring everything into a worldly perspective when we're actually talking about an eternal God in a totally different, you know, perspective altogether and the way that He sees things. And one day we'll have all the answers. You know, we'll know all those things. But, you know, what you think is permanent in life sometimes is really something very temporary. God will turn it around for you.
You just have to declare it over your life. Every addiction is broken over you in the name of Jesus. Chains are being loosed. Strongholds are coming down. Thank you, Lord, that you are free.
Yeah, come on, man.
See yourself healthy and whole and free, and let the word of the Lord and His promises take root in your life. Declare them over yourself every day.
Yeah, man, you got to rise up, everybody, and take authority over sickness and disease in your life. Okay, I'm serious. You will rise up higher. And you know what? I declare that you will step into every opportunity that God has for you. See, we're going to release favor right now with our words. You will step into every opportunity that God has for you. God is going to give you ideas. God's going to give you inventions. There are people out there today. God is going to give you a business idea. The blessing of the Lord is on you. In Jesus' name, say that with me. Say, "The blessing of the Lord is on me."
In Jesus' name. Are you being held back by negative things spoken over you? Get in agreement with God.
Yeah.
Don't listen to the negative stuff. You don't have to listen to the words of the world. You trust in God and stand on His word. Third John 2 says, "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, even as your soul prospers."
Yeah, Matthew 11:28-29 says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden and weary, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." I mean, there's rest for your soul. It's a promise of God, you know, that His yoke is easy for you and His burden is light for you, but you have to do your part to get that rest, and that is you have to come to Him.
Yeah, exactly. In Philippians 4, 6 and 7, it says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus."
Yeah, I love in that scripture because it says with thanksgiving, you know. We've got to have an attitude of gratitude. We've got to become people that are believing that God is, you know, seeking to give us everything that he can. He wants to bless you. He wants to increase you in your life. And just begin to thank him for what you don't have, and you'll end up getting it. You know what I'm saying?
That's so
it's
good.
Beginning to move it through thanksgiving. You know, we call those things by faith that be not as though they are. We call them into existence. You know, we speak them, and we release the favor of the Lord with our words, and that becomes a magnet, and it draws the favor of people to us, and God blesses us. You see?
In James
1, favor isn't fair. That's
Amen.
The way I always say it, you know?
The scripture in James 1, 5 says, "If any of you lack wisdom, let them ask of God, who gives to them liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him." Say, "Thank you, Lord, for empowering me to make right decisions that line up with your will for my life, and I thank you that your wisdom protects me from making poor decisions."
Yeah, I mean, we were just flying this past week, and the favor of the Lord came on us even in the airplane and going through. We were trying to fly with my mom and you and me, and we didn't have three seats together. And we were just like, man, God, you know, you can get us three seats together. But, you know, we still went and did our thing and, you know.
It was crazy because you were just going to sit in your mom's seat, and then my mom, your mom was going to sit in our seats, and then there was one seat next to us, and I was like, that's weird, there's one empty seat, but the lady said the plane was full, and there was no empty seat. So Kevin goes in the back to sit in his mom's seat, and someone was sitting in there. They apparently had double booked her seat, and the only seat available on the plane was the one right next to us in our row. And
yeah.
I was like, that is the favor of God. He saved that seat for you.
Some people will be like, that's just a coincidence. But you see, we don't believe in coincidences. We believe that the favor of the Lord is on our lives. So I'm going to look for every opportunity that I have in my life to, you know, proclaim the favor of the Lord. You know, some people are like, yeah, that just happened, whatever. No, that's the favor of the Lord in my life. I am declaring it. And I'm speaking it over my life, you know. And by doing that, you know, I actually found favor with the stewardess, because when we were flying the day before, we actually met the stewardess, and I was just kidding around with her and telling her what a good job she's doing. And then we found favor with her. She ends up bringing us three $6 a piece water bottles to the, you know,
now
to
that
us.
Is and the favor
that's
of God
the
right
favor
there.
Of the Lord when the airline's giving you free water. Okay, so we just wanted to, you know, just let you guys know that the favor is there for you. The promises of God are real, and everything that he has designed for you is really going to, you know, bless you in your life. If you will begin to speak it and release it, we declare that the favor of the Lord is on each and every one of you. And we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. And we'll talk a little bit more about the promises of God here in just a minute.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. Lighthouse Generational Ministries wants to remind you that we have so many things to do here at the church. Every Tuesday night at 6:30, we have our young adult ministry, Vessel. Vessel is for ages 18 to 29 years old, and they meet in the round building on our campus and have a great time in worship and learning. Every Wednesday night at 6 p.m., we have Lifeline Youth. 7th to 12th graders gather for dinner in the Fellowship Hall, and then they hang out till 8:30 playing games, learning, and just being teens. Encourage your kids to put down that game controller and come have some real fun. Every Thursday, we have men's and ladies' Bible study here at Lighthouse. A relevant teaching of the Bible is always on hand, so come out and join us as we grow together as a church family. There's something for the entire family at Lighthouse, so plug in today. For more details, call the church office at 321-452-1012 or check online at ourlighthouse.net. Right. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the program. This is Pastor Kevin Radlin, and you're listening to Turn the Light On. We're so glad that each and every one of you decided to tune in. Once again, my wife Lisa has been with us here on the program, and we've been talking about the promises of God.
That's right. It's awesome. Apply them to your life, and it'll make a big difference.
Yeah. You know, I think that what we really are trying to get through to you guys today is that there's something in the Word of God for each and every one of you to stand on today. Something for you to believe, for God to bring to pass in your life. Promises that are for you and just you, that God is wanting to speak over you. He's wanting to release into your life. I know there's a scripture in Jeremiah, it's 29:11. It's super popular scripture, but it says this: I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you a hope, and plans to give you a future. Those are promises.
Yes, they are. And also in Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your path.
So I love it. Between these two scriptures, there's, you know, five major promises that God has made to us just in two scriptures. First is that God plans to prosper you, okay? Do you believe that God wants you to prosper? There's a lot of people, you're out there, you're struggling to pay rent, you're struggling to get a job, you're looking, you're trying to fight your way through life. Well, you need to begin to speak, like we were saying earlier in the program, that God has planned to prosper you and his prosperity is on your life. He's not trying to harm you. I think a lot of times God gets the blame for a lot of things that the devil does in our lives. And you know what? God wants to give you a hope and a future. Okay, so you know what? That's really a huge promise. And the last one is this, that if you will trust him with all of your heart, he will direct your path. You know, I think a lot of times we find ourselves trying to direct our own paths, but we need to know and recognize and realize that God is wanting to direct our path. He wants to lead us. He wants to be a part of this thing that we call life.
Yes, he does. He loves us and he wants the best for us. And that's why we need to just put our trust in him and continue to declare the word of God over our lives. And you will see results. When you speak the word of God over your life, you are going to see the promises of God come to fruition.
So take the promises of God, everybody, and begin to speak them over your life. What are you dealing with? What's your problem? Go find the result in the Word of God and begin to speak life over your situations, each and every one of you. Lord, we pray that everybody would just begin to stand on your Word and powerfully declare it in their lives in Jesus' name.
Amen.
God bless you guys. We'll see you tomorrow.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Maryland, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.